Among the saints commemorated this day, our Holy Mother Theodora. From Alexandria, she was the wife of a young man. Urged on by a fortune teller, she committed adultery with another man. Her conscience immediately began to trouble her, and she cut off her hair and dressed in men's garb, then went off to the men's monastery of Octo Decatos, under the man's name of Theodore. Her labors, fasts, vigils, meekness, and tearful repentance were a source of wonder to all the brethren. Slandered by some harlot who said that Theodora had laid with her, she would not let the truth be known, regarding it as a punishment from God for her former sin. Driven out of the monastery, she spent 7 years wandering in the forests and deserts, caring for the harlot's child. She overcame all the enemy's assaults, refusing to worship Satan, to take food from the hand of a soldier, or to heed her husband's demand that she return to him. For all that was simply devilish illusion, and when Theodora made the sign of the cross, it all vanished away like smoke. After 7 years, the abbot of the monastery received her back, and she lived there in asceticism a further 2 years, and then entered into rest into the Lord. Only then did the monks learn that she was a woman. An angel appeared to the abbot and explained everything to him. Her husband came to her funeral and remained till his death in the cell of his former wife. Saint Theodora had a great grace from God. She tamed wild beasts, healed sickness, and brought water to a dry well. Thus God glorified this true penitent, who with heroic endurance spent 9 years repenting of one sin. She entered into rest in the year 490. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.